So it's really good to be with you all again here at church.
能跟大家再一次见面非常好。
And we want to talk today a little bit about listening to God.
今天我们要讲的是怎么样聆听神的话。
If I could ask you today to think of one question that you would like to hear from God on today, what do you think that would be?
如果今天你能从神那儿听到一句话, 你想听什么呢?
Maybe you'd ask God for wisdom to deal with a family problem.
也许你特别想从神那儿得到智慧, 用来处理你家里的一些问题。
Maybe you'd like to hear from God, God, what's ahead for me in the area of relationships?
也许你特别想知道神为你预备了一个什么样的人。
Or God, what's the next step I should take in my education?
或者你也想知道你下一步该怎么走。
Or God, what's your plan for me for a job?
或者是要做什么工作。
Maybe the question you'd ask is, God, is there any end in sight for the pain that I am in my life?
你也许更想知道你生活中承受的这些痛苦有没有是一个到头的时候。
Maybe you'd like to hear from him how he feels about you right now. God, do you still love me?
也许你也想知道神到底爱不爱你。
Maybe it's a question of understanding. God, will you help me to understand you and understand life better?
也许你也想让神教导你怎么样去明白，去知道他怎么样知道这个生命。
Listening to God is so important, but it's often so difficult for many of us.
听神讲话是非常重要的，但是又是非常不容易的。
I just went away for 2 months to listen to God.
牧师他自己花了2个月的时间想到一个安静地方听神讲话。
My church allowed me to take what they call a sabbatical, where it's a long study leave for pastor.
他们的教会给了他一个休息的时间。
And the goal of my sabbatical was to read, to visit other churches and ministries, and to try to listen for what God would teach me during this time.
在这2个月的时间, 他是应该去别的教会拜访, 然后读一些神的话语, 试图更加明白神的心意。
I recognize that in my own faith, I need to keep hearing God and having him keep directing me as a Christian.
牧师觉得他应该更加学会去听神跟他讲话，这样他就能做一个更好的仆人。
But as a pastor, I also have a responsibility to help guide and give direction to the people in my church.
而且作为一个牧师，他也有这样一种责任，去帮助他的教会，把他们带到神的面前。
This is my first day back from the sabbatical.
今天是牧师他这个休假归来第一天。
I told my congregation this morning, imagine if I stood up and said, I didn't hear anything from God for 2 months.
他今天早上跟他教会人说, 你们想象一下, 没准我这2个月什么也没听到。
There was a lot of pressure on me to try to hear what God would say to me, for me and for our church.
因为他特别想听神的话, 所以这2个月他其实有一点紧张, 有一点负担。
But I think there's some pressure on you to do the same thing.
他觉得我们每个人也有这样的压力去听神的话。
This almighty creator that we follow and worship, don't you believe he has something to teach you and to say to you personally today?
我们敬拜的这位大能的创造者, 他难道对我们每个人没有些事情要跟我们讲吗?
And if you are a parent or a leader in the church, then you have other people that are following you, and perhaps you need to hear from God for them as well.
你如果是个家长或者是一个教会的一些工人的话, 那你应该有这个责任, 你也想听到神对你的一些指示, 这样你可以把这些话带给你所关怀的这些人。
We're going to try to learn from the prophet Elijah today how to better listen to God.
所以今天我们就从, 先知以利亚身上学一学怎么样去倾听神的话。
If you have a Bible or would like to take one, I invite you to turn with me to the book of 1 Kings chapter 19.
请大家翻到列王记上19章。
song.
This was what we read for our scripture reading, so you've already heard the account.
你们可能刚才读经的时候已经读过这一段了。And
this part of Elijah the prophet's life comes following probably the most famous event in his life, and really one of the most famous events in the Old Testament.
我们今天要讲的这一段经节，它发生在以利亚本人他的属灵的一个非常高峰的阶段。Like
other prophets, God called Elijah to tell the people of Israel, his people, where they were following him well and where they needed to change and repent and come back to him.
以利亚作为神的先知，神告诉他，告诉他传达给以色列的国民，他们什么地方做的对，什么地方做的不对。
And part of the way he did that in chapter 18, right before this, is he has a contest with the prophets of the false god Baal, the god many of the people of Israel were following at that time.
就在18章里面，以利亚他和这个假神巴利的这些先知有一个对决。
Baal worship was very popular. It came into Israel from the surrounding countries, but it was very evil. It involved child sacrifice and a lot of other evil practices.
那个时候，在以色列国的周边地区，人们都在敬拜假神巴利。 然后他们把这个信仰也带到了以色列。巴利这个信仰，这个神是非常非常邪恶的。他们崇拜巴利的时候，经常会做一些很邪恶的事情，比如说把小孩子献祭。So
God calls Elijah to have a contest with these prophets to show that he is the true God.
所以神就呼召以利亚去和这些假神巴利的先知对决。They
build a big altar and place a sacrifice on it.
他们造了一座很大的祭坛。The
gods, the prophets of Baal, are to call on their god Baal and call on him to come and burn up the sacrifice.
以利亚就挑战巴利的先知，让他们请巴利来把这个祭坛点燃。And
they do so with great passion and energy.
巴利的先知就非常卖力地去呼召他们的神。
They scream and shout, they dance around for hours, they even cut themselves with knives.
他们就在那个坛上面，就是呼风唤雨，跳舞，甚至自残，以期他们的巴力神来把这个火点燃。But
nothing happens.
但是什么也没有发生。Because
God is not in that, and Baal has no power.
因为神不与他们同在，而且他们所敬拜的巴力也没有任何的权柄。
Then Elijah prays to the true God and calls on him, and he comes and consumes the sacrifice in fire.
然后轮到以利亚呼唤他的真神，立刻整个这个坛就被点燃了。Immediately
after that, we see this passage in chapter 19 of 1 Kings.
这件事情发生以后，就到了我们现在读的第十九节，十九章。
And you see that the king of Israel, Ahab, and his wife Jezebel, who followed Baal, they were mad at Elijah and they threatened to kill him.
十九章开始讲到亚哈王和他的太太耶洗别，因为他们是敬拜巴利的，所以他们非常的恨恶以利亚。Just
coming off this amazing experience that Elijah had on this mountaintop, now he fears for his life and he runs.
就在以利亚刚刚在那个山顶上取得了如此大的就是胜利以后，他现在却非常的害怕，以至于他要逃跑。He's
so scared and so desperate. He runs out into the desert, and you find him laying under a bush out in the desert.
他真的就吓得不轻，马上就跑到一个旷野里面，来到一棵罗藤树下。
And he prays to God, God, take my life.
他在那树下就坐在那里求死说，耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命。
A desperate prayer.
那是一个非常绝望的祷告。
Many Jews in their day.
他以利亚那个时候很多犹太人。
And many God followers, many Christians today.
还有今天的很多, 基督徒。
Or sometimes so overwhelmed with the pressures of life.
都同样在很多时候感受到生活中巨大的压力。
That they have feelings of wanting to end life.
以至于几乎都不想活了。
But back then, as well as today, they recognize that it is a sin to take your own life.
但是在古时候犹太人那里还有现在的基督徒当中也知道不能自己把自己杀死。
Since God is the creator of life, it's an affront to him and a denial of God's lordship to take life into your own hands.
因为我们都是神所造的，如果你自己掌管自己的生命，就是对神的不敬。
But what you do find is Moses and Jonah,and David, and Elijah, and others, in such desperate places that they pray that God would take their life for them.
但是我们看到古人像摩西、大卫、约拿，甚至以利亚，他们都有曾经到了这种境地，想是求生不得，求死不能。
This type of prayer shows us that you can be transparent, you can be real with God, and bring your pain to Him.
这就向我们说明，他们其实可以在神的面前陈明他的心意。
But then you need to give him a chance to respond, and you need to listen and allow him to work and try to bring change to your situation.
但是当你把自己的痛苦讲完了以后，您要给神一个机会，让神来做工，看看神怎么带领你。
In response to Elijah's prayer, God sends an angel. It touches Elijah.
所以。耶和华回应了以利亚的祷告，他派了一个天使来拍他。
He sends the angel twice, and the angel not only touches him and gives him a message from God, but feeds him as well and fortifies him.
这个神竟然派天使来拍他两次，不仅仅是拍他，而且还给他水，给他食物，还告诉他神的心意。
Sends him on a journey, and he takes a journey to a place called Horeb, the mountain of God.
神带领以利亚来到一个地方叫何烈山。
This is the same mountain where Moses had an encounter with God many years before and heard from God himself.
这个何烈山就是好多年以前摩西面对面见到神的地方。
It's a good place to go if you want to hear from God.
如果你真的想从神那儿听些什么事情，何烈山真的是个最好的地方。
God tells him to go stand on the side of the mountain here, and that he would come by and give him a message.
而且神告诉他，让他出来站在那儿，因为神就要给他讲话。
And so God sends wind and fire and an earthquake.
然后神就让他前面烈风大作，风后有地震，而且地震后有火。
But the Bible tells us that God's message was not in any of those amazing.Cataclysmic kind of events.
但是圣经又告诉我们，神的话并不在这些惊天动地的这些大的变动里面。
But his message came later in a still small voice.
神的话在这些事情发生以后，是从一个微小的声音里面发出来的。
It was almost as if God was whispering to Elijah.
就好像神就在以利亚耳边悄声细语。
Other times in the Bible, God appeared in fire. He appeared in clouds. He appeared in earthquakes and wind.
在圣经中，确实神也通过大风、大雨、闪电、云柱、火柱之类的向人显现。
Why do you think that he chose to speak to Elijah this time in a quiet, small voice?
但是大家想一想，为什么这一次神却选择用一个微小的声音向以利亚讲话呢？
So I thought about this week.
牧师这个星期都在考虑这个问题。
I was reminded of teaching children, similar to what I would do in a children's sermon.
他就想起自己在教小孩的时候的一些经验。
When you get a bunch of very energetic children together, sometimes they're pretty loud and out of control.
如果你有时候要去教一群小孩，他们精力非常旺盛，非常吵闹。
And for years, when I would try to speak to children, they'd be loud. I'd just try to speak louder and shout over them so they'd listen to me.
所以以前牧师教孩子的时候，就是小孩子一嚷，他也嚷。
And after a while, I noticed that wasn't working.
但是过了一阵子，他发现这样不行。
But then I listened to a teacher who was very skilled at working with children.
然后他咨询了一个很有经验的教小孩子的老师。
They were totally out of control.
这些人，这些孩子都非常非常不听话。
She did not raise her voice, though.
但是这个老师的办法不是他自己就不是把自己声音提高。
She did the complete opposite.
他做的事情完全相反。
She began to whisper.
他就反而用一个非常非常小的声音跟他们讲话。
I thought that'll never work.
牧师一开始觉得这样应该不行。
But it did.
但确实这样很灵。
The kids got quiet and they listened carefully to hear what she was trying to say.
当老师的声音小了以后，小孩子们就安静下来，去倾听老师到底要说什么。
I think God really wanted Elijah to listen, and sometimes listening to him takes some work. He has to get our attention.
所以牧师想，神在这个时候也是非常想让以利亚听他的讲，听他说的话，所以他的声音就很小。
One of Elijah's complaints to God was, God, I'm the only one left who's faithful to you. There are no more faithful God followers anywhere in the world.
以利亚跟神啊抱怨的一个内容就是，他觉得他自己是世上唯一一个属神的人，别的人都不属神。
But God shows him in this passage that quietly, maybe sometimes not even noticed, God is at work still in the people of Israel. There's 7,000 people left who are still faithful to him.
但是神就用一个非常微小的声音告诉以利亚说，就在以色列，神也为自己留下了7,000人是没有向巴利屈膝的。
Then he sends Elijah out on a mission, and Elijah listens to God and responds and obeys.
然后神又告诉只是以利亚，他想让他去干的一些事情，然后以利亚就照着做了。
So what about you? Does God speak to you?
那么在座的各位怎么样呢？神有没有跟你们讲过话？
Is it easy for you to listen or is it difficult?
你去听神讲话，你觉得很难吗？
I would suggest to you today that God, who is the living God, is still very much interested in communicating to you and I on a regular basis.
牧师今天想告诉大家就是说，其实神在今天也是非常想跟我们每一位讲话的。
But it's difficult for us to hear him, and we often times have a hard time even trying to listen to God.
但是作为我们来说，听神的话是很难的，有的时候甚至我们根本就听不到。
So we need some extra help. We need a hearing aid, if you will, to help us hear God better.
所以我们可能就需要一个助听器之类的东西，帮助我们能够听到神的声音。
When a doctor puts one of these on,
当一个医生戴上这个东西，这个听诊器以后，
they can hear things that you can't hear with just your regular ears.
他就能听到你用这个裸耳听不到的一些东西。
So let me share a few hearing aids for hearing God today and listening to Him in a more effective way.
所以今天就跟大家分享几个工具，可以作为助听器来用，帮助我们听神的话。
First of all, God communicates today in a variety of different ways.
首先，神今天通过各种不同的途径跟大家讲话。
One of the main ways is through the Bible, through His Word.
首要的一个方式就是通过圣经。
This isn't an old-fashioned, dead history book.
圣经并不是一本古旧的历史书。
It's not just a boring book of rules.
也不是一个枯燥的，充满了戒律的书。
It's a living and active word of God that He wants to use to speak to your life and my life every day.
那它却是一个神的活泼生动的话语，是给我们讲的。
A second way that God communicates to us today is through what I would call a leading or a whisper into our life.
第二，神也可以通过一种细微的声音对我们，就是用很小的声音对我们讲话。
If you follow Jesus, then you have the Holy Spirit living in your life.
如果你们跟随主耶稣的话，你们就有圣灵的同在。
And the role of the Holy Spirit is to be that communicator of God to you.
圣灵的身份就是作为神的一个使者来对你讲话。
It's God's Spirit communicating to your spirit.
那就是神的灵向你的灵讲话。
He will convict you when you do things that are contrary to God's will.
当你做了不讨神喜悦的事情的时候，圣灵会让你知罪。
When you're seeking direction and answers in life, he'll be your counselor.
当你在寻求生命的这个导向和指导的时候，圣灵就是你的保惠师。
When you're worried or fearful, he'll be your comforter and he'll bring you strength and comfort and hope.
当你有劳苦愁烦的时候，圣灵就是你的安慰者，会给你带来希望。
He'll give you insight into God's word or into life.
他可以让你看到神的话语后面的意思，也可以让你看清生命的真相。
He usually does this in ways that you can't hear. It's not an audible voice. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart.
当圣灵做这些事情的时候，他并不是用一种能听到的声音来讲话，他是一种灵里面的这个传导。
God will also communicate through other Christians in your life.
神也通过你身边其他的基督徒来跟你讲话。
He'll communicate through circumstances in your life of things that he causes to happen.
他也会通过在生活中知道一些事情、情景来对你讲话。
This one's a little harder to understand sometimes, but he'll also communicate through dreams at times to people.
还有一个方式不太好理解，但是也是千真万确，就是他可以通过梦来对你讲话。
All throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, God reveals messages to different people through dreams.
从旧约到新约都有事例告诉我们，神会通过梦境向人讲话。
And more often then, and much less often today, God may speak an audible word to someone.
在以前发生过，现在也发生过，但是会比较少，就是神会用一种听得见的声音来跟人讲话。
I've been following Jesus for most of my life, and I've never heard an audible word spoken to me out of the air from God.
牧师跟随主已经很多年了，但是在他个人的经历里，还从来没有经历过能听到真实这种声音，能听到的声音的神的讲话。
But I have met people who have had that experience.
但是他遇到过有的人有这样的经历。
One of the things you need to recognize about listening to God is it is not an exact science.
其实最重要的是，听神的讲话并不是一个像科学，不是一种科学的一种过程。
We have to work hard for clarifying and confirming, is this from God, or is it just what I want to see happen, or maybe is this even a message from the devil that he's trying to whisper to me?
所以我们要非常谨慎，非常努力地去寻求真相，要知道这真的是神对我讲话，还是我自己的意愿，还是甚至是恶者的一些挑拨。
So I would encourage you, however you receive communication that you believe is from God, evaluate it against what you know about God's will and His character.
所以鼓励大家，当你认为你听到神的讲话的时候，你要格外用心地去对比，去和你所知道的神的性情和神的本质进行对比，看看是不是符合。
Over the years, I've heard people in the news and in churches I've been in say some pretty crazy things and say that God told them to do this.
很多年来，我们都可以从新闻里面或者身边的事情发现，有的人做一些很坏的事情，却冒充是神告诉他们。
You may occasionally hear someone in the news who said, God told me to go kill this person.
也许你们从新闻里面知道有的人去杀人，他就说是神让他杀的。
With everything I know about the will and character of God, God will never tell you to go kill another person.
但是据我们所知，神的本性和他的性情绝对不会这样让我们去做。
I've heard people tell me from my own churches that I've served in that God wanted them to leave their husband or wife and go get married to another husband or wife.
牧师他还甚至从他的教会里面听到，有的人跟他说，是神让他们离开自己的配偶去另订结新婚。
The God who brings two together who hates divorce will never tell you to leave your spouse and go have an affair.
但是因为神的本性是把两人结为一体，神是恨恶离婚的，他绝对不会让你离开你的配偶。
I've heard people say God told me to quit coming to church.
还甚至有人跟他讲说，听到神告他不要来教会了。
I said, hey, you may not like my preaching, but don't blame God for that. You just decided not to come to church.
牧师说你不想听我讲道就可以了，但是不要冒充神的名，神不会让你不来教会了。God
will never tell you to sin.
神不会让你犯罪。God
will not contradict His will or character with a message to you.
神给你的信息绝对不会与他自己的性情相违背。Other
things we need to learn about God is that sometimes there are barriers to hearing from God.
还有一个问题就是，通常在我们听到神的话之前，有一些东西阻挡我们。A
barrier like disbelief.
有一个很大的阻挡就是我们的不信。
If you don't believe that God exists, He's not going to waste His time trying to communicate to you.
如果你都不相信神的存在，他怎么会花时间来跟你交流呢？
Another barrier is pride.
还有一个阻挡就是我们的骄傲。
I think I can figure it out myself. I think I can do it myself. So why do I need to seek direction or help from God?
我们觉得自己完全可以把这个事情搞定，为什么要听神的话呢？
Sometimes people are afraid of hearing from God.
还有很多时候人们怕听神的话。
What if He tells me something I don't want to hear?
如果神告诉我跟我想的不一样怎么办？
What if He tells me I'm supposed to marry somebody that I don't want to marry?
如果神让我去娶一个人但这个人我一点不喜欢怎么办？
What if He tells me to start tithing my money to the church?
如果神让我开始十一奉献怎么办？
What if He tells me that I'm supposed to go work with the three-year-olds in the nursery?
如果神让我去看孩子、带小孩怎么办？
Sometimes we don't want to hear from God because we're afraid of the things He may tell us.
我们有时候不想听神的话，因为我们害怕听到他告诉我们去做的事情。
Probably one of the most common barriers for us to hear from God today is busyness.
还有一个最通常的阻挡就是我们的繁忙。
We're running here, we're running there, we're consumed with all these activities and all these things in life.
因为我们一会儿到这儿，一会儿到那儿，好多事情要去做。
What if God was trying to call you all week and all He ever got was your voicemail?
如果神整个一周都在想给你打电话，但是他总是找不到你，只能到你的留言机上面。
What if you were just too busy to hear from God?
那是因为你太忙了，你都
And another big barrier that's related to that is noise. External noise and internal noise.
还有一个阻挡就是噪音，外界的噪音和内在的噪音。
I did something pretty radical when I went away on my sabbatical.
牧师他休假这个段期间，他干了一件非常惊世骇俗的事情。
I decided at the beginning of the 2 months that I would take off my watch.
他决定他在这两个月中他不戴手表。I
would turn off my cell phone.
并且关了他的手机。And
I would not read my email.
也不查email。
60 days of that.
一共60天。I
know some of you think, how are you even alive still?
我知道可能大家都觉得你如果这样的话还活着还有什么意义呢？
People told me when they saw me today in our church that I seem to have such a peace about me and I seem to be so joyful.
但今天他们教会人看到他就说，牧师看起来非常的平和，而且容光焕发。I
believe that that was part of the result of turning off some of that noise and better being able to listen to God.
牧师就觉得这都是因为他把那些噪音关掉了，这样他就可以潜心听神的话了。
I realize most of you won't go away for 2 months and do all of that.
但是实际上大家没有这个条件去做两个月这样做。
Can you think about fasting from some media sometime?
那大家可不可以考虑一下，就像禁食一样，禁了这些生命中这些乱七八糟的这些搅扰。
About creating a time and a place that you would dedicate to listen to God without any other interruptions.
自己营造一个非常安静的环境，不受外界的干扰。
Psalm 46:10, the psalmist says, "Be still and know that I am God."
在诗篇里面曾经说过，你们要安静等候耶和华。
Listening won't happen unless you work at making it happen.
听到神的声音是不容易的，除非你去认真的、专心的去听。
I've learned by being a dad and a husband that if I want to listen to my kids, I need to spend time with them and not while I'm watching sports on TV.
牧师他作为一个父亲，他意识到如果他想听到他孩子的真心话，他一定要花一些时间去跟他们沟通。如果他就坐在那儿看电视的话，他是听不到这些。
I learned that if I want to listen to my wife, I've got to put the newspaper down and the remote control down and actually be able to concentrate on what she's saying to me.
他也学会，如果他想听到他老婆跟他讲的事情的时候，他也必须把手上的报纸放下，把电视遥控器放下，专心地听他老婆讲话，他才能听得进去。
And many people have found that in order to really listen to God well, they need to carve out a special time when they can set aside to maybe read and pray and ask God to teach them what He wants them to know that day.
许多人也有这个经验，他们发现，他们必须每天从生命中分出一段时间来，不受外界干扰。专心致志的祷告、读经、听神的话。
This idea of a quiet time or a devotional time, some do it in the morning, some do it at night.
这就是我们每日的灵修时间，可以在早上，也可以在晚上。
Just like they say on television, God wants to interrupt your previously scheduled program because He's got a word or two that He'd like to say to you each day.
因为你已经把自己的生命计划的很周密了，但是神要打乱你的计划，因为他有事情要跟你讲。
One of the best practices that I've developed over the years, and many Christians have found helpful, is to start by reading the Bible.
很多基督徒都是从读经开始的。
And I have a four-step process with four words that all begin with R that has helped me to greatly grow my ability to listen to God.
牧师他总结了四个步骤，每个步骤都是以英文的 R 打头的。
I read.
第一个就是读。
Read the word.
读神的话。
Then I receive the word.
然后接收神的话。
What is in there for me? What is God saying in this passage that might be relevant in my life today?
就好像一边读一边思考，神在这段话里面对我在讲什么。有什么事情跟我有关？
I then reflect on that. I think about it. I meditate on it. I let it sink into my mind.
然后就是回味，去想这些事情跟自己有什么关系。
And number four, I respond.
然后第四就是去回应。
I may read a verse about how God wants to help me control my anger.
比如说读到 一节经文讲怎么样控制情绪控制自己的怒气的时候。
And so I'll think about how I can apply that to my life. Do I have problems with anger sometimes?
然后仔细思考那么我应该怎么做呢我应该怎么样控制自己的怒气。
And I'll respond in prayer and in action. God, help me when I'm driving because you know how frustrated I get.In the car, and how I can, you know, get so angry at people sometimes. And so I'll pray for God to help me, and then I'll recognize those situations and seek to change in those ways.
然后以祷告和实际行动作为回应，比如说向神祷告，求神管理自己的情绪，在自己开车的时候不要过于激动。
The more you know God, the easier it is to listen to God.
当你认识神越深的时候，你听神的话就越容易。
Think of it as a relationship, just as you would have with a person.
就像你和另外一个人之间建立的一种关系一样。
And communion with God allows communication with God to be more effective.
和神的同在让你能够更加能够和神交流。
The Apostle James says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
雅各曾经说，你去亲近神，神就会接近你。
Lastly, I would encourage you, don't give up. Don't get frustrated if you feel like I've tried to listen to God and I don't get anything for a long period of time.
最后鼓励大家，如果你都这些东西都试了，但是觉得没有用，千万不要放弃。
It takes time, it takes patience, it takes understanding, it takes coming to know God well.
因为认识神需要时间，需要耐心，需要很多的操练。
But it's part of our relationship with God. Our ongoing relationship is not just talking to Him, but learning to listen to God.
那是一个长时间的操练的过程，一边听一边学。
If you'd like some help with that, I'd be happy to talk to you, and I'm sure Pastor Jonathan would too, to kind of give you some more ideas, answer some questions.
如果你想有问题想咨询的话，牧师本人还有我们的邱牧师都很乐意跟大家一起学习。
I'll close with this verse from the Psalms, where the psalmist says this: Oh, if you would but listen to me, Israel.
诗篇曾经说过，以色列，只要你听我。
Today we are Israel. We are God's people.
在今天，我们就是以色列，因为我们是神的民。
I think that verse reflects God's heart for us today. Oh, FCCC, if you would but listen to me.
那就是神对我们的心意，就好比他说，南康州华人教会，只要你愿意听我。
That's His heart for us today.
那就是神对我们的心意。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
God, we praise you that you are a living and active God.
主啊，我们赞美你，因为你是又真又活的神。
You are near to us, and you desire a relationship with us.
你离我们非常的近，因为你很想跟我们建立一个良好的关系。
You are a God who, through Christ, can be known by us.
通过主耶稣基督，我们就能认识你，我们的神。
Lord, help us to listen. Give us ears to listen.
主啊，帮助我们倾听，给我们一个能听的耳朵。
You've given us two ears on our head.
你已经给我们造了两个耳朵。
We confess to you that so often we don't take the time to listen to you.
但是我们要承认，我们很多时候不知道怎么听你的讲话。
We acknowledge today that there are many things you may be wanting to say to us.
我们今天承认，很多很多时候你有很多话要对我们讲。
Teach us to listen.
求你教导我们如何倾听。
And as Elijah listened, help us to obey what you say to us as well.
就像以利亚向我们显明了，我们要学习倾听，也学习遵守你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
耶稣基督的名求。
Pastor Dave, for your sermons. 我们现在是回应诗歌 ，now is the response hymn. benedictions.
Could we all stand? Go in the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Welcome any newcomers. 我在这里有一个叫夏文阳，好不好？请你起来自我介绍一下。 也很欢迎你以后也经常来我们这里面。好，请坐。然后还有没有新来的人在我们当中？好，没有的话，我有一些事情要报告一下。好像是不是有我们那个寿喜是四月份是吧？四月二十六，二十。 20号 ，OK， 是不是那天有爱宴？OK， 然后大家就是记得那天有爱宴，大家过来。然后4月26到27是王子佳牧师来这里，所以也是欢迎大家参加这个培灵会。然后还有没有什么别的事情？我这里还有这个
Africa Mission 的这个 募款参会今天在4点钟到8点在那 Greenwich 那个 Christchurch， 如果你还需要愿意去的话，可以在来这边来跟我来购买。那这个成人是60，儿童的话是30。谢谢。那我们成人主日学呢，还是回到地下室举行。
好，如果没有的话，我们就大家起来跟周围的弟兄姐妹问好。OK，say hello to brothers and sisters。